is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome to it. 6 minutes after on this Thursday. I'm glad you're here for the conversation. It's the Steve Gruber Show. If you'd like to join me, it's 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. My friends at Northville Lumber making this hour possible. Northville Lumber sells more maintenance-free Trex decking and railing than anyone in the Midwest. To find out more, just log on to northvillelumber.com, serving all of southern Michigan. So this battle continues, and if you missed this in the wake of everything else, Donald Trump considering making an appointment today to his new FBI director, and who that will be, Joe Lieberman, on the short list. Joe Lieberman of Connecticut could come out of retirement, former Democratic senator, former candidate for vice president of the United States in the year 2000 with Al Gore. But who knows? That's what I say. Donald Trump, no, not really a Republican, not really a Democrat, just a guy trying to figure out the swamp. Good luck to him there. Tom in Grand Rapids checking in. Tom, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Steve. I don't know if you folks remember when Mueller was being interviewed by the U.S. House Committee, Chaffetz was in charge, but Jim Jordan was throwing questions at him regarding the so-called investigation into the IRS targeting conservatives.
Yes.
And Jordan from Ohio asked him, how many agents do you have on this case, on this investigation? And Mueller looked at him like a deer in the headlights, and I can't answer that. So then Jordan asked him, well, who's the lead investigator? Who's in charge of the investigation? Once again, Mueller couldn't answer the question. So this is our top-notch Boy Scout, once again, Eagle Scout, whatever the hell these guys' terms are, just like Comey. These guys are compromised as hell.
Well, you know, Rosenstein collapsing to the Democratic demands for a special counsel, even though there's no crime committed. There is no crime that has been unearthed thus far after months of investigations. But these feckless people cave into the Democrats, who pound the drum and pound the drum because that's all they've got. And in the meanwhile, the American people's work is not getting done. And that's why I say anybody that joins onto this into this folly should pay a political price. And yes, I'm talking to the people like Justin Amash here in Michigan. I mean, how can this guy come out and say that he would support impeachment? He's using the I word. Is he out of his mind?
Steve, on that, I'm really disappointed that Amash doesn't have the perception to see through the BS of the mainstream press. This is what's disturbing to me.
Yeah, is he in your district? Is he your congressman?
Yeah. I voted for the guy a couple times already because he had the guts to stand up.
Yeah, you might want to rethink that. Yeah, you might want to rethink that going forward, Tom.
Yeah.
Word for the wise. Thank you for checking in. 888-900-9966. I'll tell you who did nail it. Dennis Kucinich nailed it. Former congressman from Ohio, former mayor of Cleveland, hardcore leftist. You know, a guy who I often thought was, you know, just a bit out to lunch on some things. But on this particular account, here's what Dennis Kucinich had to say on Fox yesterday. Think about this. This is a guy who's hard left. He agrees. Him and I don't see eye to eye on much of anything, but he is intellectually honest about what's really going on with this alleged Russia investigation. Go ahead and roll it.
Well, you have a politicization of the agencies that is resulting in leaks from anonymous, unknown people, and the intention is to take down a president. Now, this is very dangerous to America. It's a threat to our republic. It constitutes a clear and present danger to our way of life. So we have to be asking, what is the motive of these people? Who's putting these leaks out? Why doesn't somebody come forward and make a charge and put their name and a reputation behind it instead of attacking through the media and not substantiating their position?
Sir, you agree with me. This is a real danger when you have the intelligence community in an election season under the guise of national security that are spying on an opposition party candidate and transition team at a 600% increase rate from the years prior to the election season?
Well, we have to remember this. You know, our first allegiance is to our country. This isn't about one president. This is about the political process of the United States of America being under attack by intelligence agencies and individuals in those agencies. Yes, as you said, there might be some good people in there, but there are certain individuals who are the lifers who want to be able to direct the policy of the country. And if a president stands in their way, whether it's a Democrat or Republican, they'll just try to run.
There you go. We'll leave it right there. I mean, Kucinich nailed it. You know, these people are in there, you know, anonymous sources and leaks and problems. That's where the crimes are being committed. There is no allegation of a single crime being committed by Donald Trump or anybody in his transition team thus far, although it's possible that Michael Flynn failed to report some income, which would be a minor infraction. He might have to pay a fine. He certainly wouldn't go to prison for it. Not likely, anyhow. On the hotline, Jesse in Grand Blanc today. Jesse, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. This is very simple. Let's recall Donald Trump's remark at the debate when he said he might accept the results of the election with the phrase hashtag resist. There's no difference. They don't accept the results of the election. Very simple. And my other comment is, primary every single one of these stupid Republicans. Every one of them, until we get rid of all of them.
Primary them all. You know, I've heard that for the last 24 hours, or I guess a little bit less.
Every one of them.
Every single one of them. If you're going to stand with Nancy Pelosi, you do not stand with me. That's where I stand. If you stand with Nancy Pelosi and that group of people, you do not stand with me. There's not a crime that has been committed, Jesse, and I appreciate you calling in today. Thank you very much. The hotline number, by the way, 888-900-9966. I mean, let's be honest, Democrats and their media allies finally got their man, because after weeks of political browbeating and pressure, Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein collapsed Wednesday and announced that he has named a special counsel, Robert Mueller. These expeditions rarely end well for anyone. Let's keep that in mind, for anyone. Democrats are hoping this one will, you know, destroy the Trump administration and Donald Trump for the next 4 years. Let me tell you something. If it does, the Democrats are just as likely to pay a very high price on Election Day. The Democrats are just as likely to pay a high price on Election Day as Republicans, because what's happening while the Trump administration is tied in knots? Nothing is happening. Tax reform doesn't occur. The southern border doesn't get secured. People's incomes do not go up because the economy does not improve, because Wall Street is in doubt. Problems occur elsewhere. This special counsel, when there's a special counsel to invest, because their job is to find something. Their job, Robert Mueller's job, is to find something, find somebody to prosecute for something. Otherwise, it's a complete waste of time. We'll see if he's an honest broker. I hope he is. But when I see all the Democrats jumping up and down and cheering, it concerns me deeply. Thursday on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.